Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We are going to be the particular man that we're talking about.
Andres Bassani.
Right. And he is going around ministering around the world, and he is documenting it. And so we're going to go from country to country to country, and yes, even to America on the Gulf Coast, if we can make it there.
If we can make it.
We got a lot to cover. As a matter of fact, this is him. This is a powerful miracle. Miracles taking place in Colombia. You got to see this. And understand this. If you've never seen a miracle, if you've never seen the presence of God manifest in the power of God, you know, we're electrical beings. I mean, your brain fires off electrical charges that causes your hand to move up and down. You know, if you have an electrical stimulator from your doctor trying to work on a back or strengthen a muscle, it's firing off the electrical nerves in your body. Well, God is so powerful. When he comes near folks, you know, you'll start seeing sometimes people reacting like electrical. It literally looks like a low current, sometimes a high current, you know.
It all depends what you get, you know.
Yeah, but it's the power of God. And we know this personally from our own experiences.
Yes.
So, you know, we're showing you what we know is true that can happen. And it creates a hunger for God. It's a powerful thing. It draws you to the Lord. Here it is. This is Colombia, and it's a powerful, powerful move of God. Take a look.
Cuando tú te arrepientes de tus pecados, Dios abre los cielos sobre tu vida. Y Él declara sobre ti que tú eres su hijo amado, su hija amada, en quien Él se complace. Y el Espíritu Santo viene a llenarte con su presencia. Y Él da testimonio a tu espíritu de que eres un hijo y una hija de Dios. El Espíritu Santo comienza a hablarte acerca de tu identidad, de quién tú realmente eres. Como hijos de Dios, tenemos que ser no solamente llenos del Espíritu, también tenemos que ser guiados por el Espíritu Santo. Dice la palabra que los que son guiados por el Espíritu, estos son los hijos de Dios. Y el Espíritu Santo, dice la Biblia, que Él te anhela celosamente. Él quiere que tú cierres la puerta de tu cuarto y que pases tiempos a solas con Dios. Que tu relación con Dios no dependa de los demás, sino que sea algo personal que tú tienes con Él. Dios quiere una relación personal contigo. Él quiere hablar cara a cara contigo. Él quiere revelarte su corazón, sus misterios, sus propósitos, sus sueños a tu corazón.
13 años sufriendo de fibromialgia, unos dolores intensos en cabeza, cuello, cuerpo. Últimamente ya no dormí.
El dolor se fue.
El dolor se fue. Primera vez lo tengo en mi cuerpo.
La gloria de Dios cayó sobre ella. Ella sintió literalmente que hubo una mano que se le metió dentro del pulmón, le arrancó el pulmón y después le metió un pulmón nuevo.
También era sorda y muda de nacimiento. El poder de Dios cayó sobre ella y ya puede escuchar.
Jesús. Jesús.
Nació con problemas, no podía escuchar y tampoco podía hablar. Ahora me pude comunicar con él, me escuchó. Jesús. Jesucristo es el Señor.
Thank you.
Well, that's Colombia. You think that's something? Well, it's also happening in India. As a matter of fact, take a look. This is India. Very same man, very same God touching folks in India. Listen up.
When he opens your eyes to see his beauty, to see his goodness, to see his kindness, you will turn to him with all of your heart. You will fall in love with him. Your life will be transformed. Your mind will be set free. Your body will be healed. When your eyes are open to see Jesus. You must believe that Jesus is the Son of God. You must believe in His death on the cross. You must believe in His resurrection from the dead.
Numbness in her hands, both her hands, the fingers, for 1 year, and now she is completely free. She had pain for her in the shoulders, but now after the prayer, she has no pain at all. She is totally free. She was having severe back pain, and she was suffering with that for a long time. But today, when the prayer was going on, she felt something rolling from her leg all the way up to her top, and then it was keeping on rolling up and down, and now she has no pain at all. 1 year he has been having pain in his leg. He could not even stand for worship. But today, when the prayer was going on, he felt a heat wave going through his body, and he knows that the pain is completely gone. The Lord has healed him. She felt the heat coming over her eyes.
And now she can see perfect.
Very clearly she can see. She had a headache for 2 or 3 years. She felt like something shivering in her head. And now she doesn't have that headache anymore.
So awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, that is so awesome. Andre Bassani's ministry, as he's going around and preaching Jesus saves, Jesus loves, the greatest love that God could ever show you is just to touch you with his love, healing. Yeah,
that's the greatest miracle.
Embrace you. So many people have been convinced that they're not loved, that mm-hmm. God doesn't love them. God loves you so much that he gave his son for you, that so you could be forgiven. And the greatest way to demonstrate that is the power of God, a miracle of God, there's so many miracles in America. I mean, we've seen just a lot of different things taking place. But, you know, there's a lot of things going on that are not real that people watch like that. This is the real deal. This is really taking place. And from Argentina to India, so you're not looking at a culture. You're looking at the culture of the kingdom taking place, preaching Jesus Christ and him crucified, the power of the cross. And guess what? Even all the way down to the Church of His Presence in Daphne, Alabama. As a matter of fact, let's go there now.
Same Jesus who came bringing this message is here. And he's looking at you with eyes full of love.
saying, I have good news for you. The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of heaven has come near to you. Repent and believe in the gospel.
Spirit of the living God. Spirit of the living God. We only want to hear your voice. We're hanging on every word. Spirit of the living God. Spirit of the living God. We want to know you more and more. We're hanging on every word.
There's something that I've seen about Jesus. Is that his hand is attached to his heart. And when you touch his heart, he moves his hand. His hand is not attached to his mind. You can come with him with theological arguments, with all kinds of things. But when you touch his heart, when you humble yourself before him, when you worship him in spirit and truth, oh, his hand is not shortened that he cannot heal.
I've had really bad back pain for 5 years to the point where I can't even hardly lift my kids. And now there's no more pain.
I felt a heat go through my eyes. I could see clearer than what I've ever seen clear before.
I've had a knot. I don't know if it was a tumor or what it was on my arm, but it's gone. I mean, I said a while ago, I said, am I crazy or am I feeling this? It's gone.
I was born with half kneecaps, which felt like a pop. I don't know what happened, but I think I'm healed.
He continues to touch. He continues to deliver. He continues to heal because his heart is full of compassion. And when he touches you, that depression will leave. When he touches you, that addiction will break. When he touches you, that sickness will flee. Because at that moment, the kingdom of God met the kingdom of darkness, and the kingdom of light caused the kingdom of darkness to flee.
Crystal meth. I felt God just pour and heal my body.
In Daphne, Alabama, Jesus Christ is Lord.
That is so awesome. I love
Amazing.
It. You know how Americans always say, oh, look, that's America. It's
America.
In America, too. As a matter of fact, we're going to go right before this break. I want you to go all the way down to Argentina because the same man of God, the same Holy Spirit, the same Jesus is moving. I hope it's just stirring your passion and helping you realize that God is encountering us. There's a revival coming, an awakening coming that's going to be so big it won't fit in any building. It won't fit in any. We're going to need people to help out and participate and get discipled because this God's moving over the face of the earth. It could be the end time harvest. Some people were saying a God moving like this. As a matter of fact, take a look at this. This now, going from Daphne, Alabama, the Gulf Coast of Florida, we're going to swing over to Argentina and watch what's happening in Argentina.
Es el amor de Dios derramado sobre tu corazón. Es una experiencia que te transforma la vida. Porque no hay palabras para describir cuánto Dios te ama. Él lo demostró en la cruz al derramar su sangre por ti. Y no hay amor más grande que este que un amigo dé su vida por ti. Y eso es lo que hizo Jesús. Pero no podemos llegar a comprender ese amor hasta que ese amor es derramado en nosotros por medio del Espíritu Santo. Jesús le dice, les conviene que yo me vaya, porque cuando yo me voy, les voy a mandar otra persona, la persona del Espíritu Santo. Y yo estaba con ustedes, pero ahora yo voy a venir a habitar dentro de ustedes.
y solamente no voy a estar con 12 personas, voy a estar dentro de cada uno de mis hijos y de cada una de mis hijas por medio de mi espíritu. Sorda totalmente. Y miren, están llorando de la alegría. Se fue totalmente el dolor.
Totalmente.
¿Qué fue lo que sentiste?
Fuego.
Bueno, a raíz de un accidente, tuvo un problema cervical. No podía mover su cuello ni para atrás ni para los costados.
Para allá. Estaba allá atrás de todo y me vienen para acá en calor y me saqué todo porque...
Sentí el calor, el fuego, me temblaba todo el cuerpo. Cuando me levanto... No tenía más de dolor. Eso antes lo podía hacer.
Hice un pacto con Satanás. De sangre.
Todo me ardía. Me sentía tan... tan libre. Y él solo te abraza y te hace sentir tanto amor.
Y no veía nada. Y ahora veo y no me duele. 4, 2, 1.
Donde sea que tú me lleves, yo te sigo, Espíritu Santo. Yo te sigo, porque yo quiero ser tu mejor amigo. En Rosario, Argentina, Jesucristo es el Señor.
When you think about God, God is the creator of the universe. He's holding all things together. I mean, he created the lightning. He created the capacity for electricity. He created our bodies. He created our minds. Remember in the garden, he formed us in his image and his likeness. And when he comes close to you, I mean, his very presence deals with things.
Oh, yes.
You know, nothing can stand in his presence. And obviously, you know, people can't necessarily always stand in his presence. But if you read in the Old Covenant, you know, the priest would go in into the tabernacle. At times they would fall in the presence of God. And we have a particular Baptist minister. We're going to be making this available to you. So he talks about this and how scripturally it happens in Scripture.
All the way from the Old Testament into the New Testament.
And we also, the Assemblies of God, they're answering some of the questions. And they know, it's not necessarily a physical manifestation. It's just, who are you experiencing?
Yeah.
You know, when whatever happens, and it doesn't have to happen this way or that way, are you hungry for God afterwards?
That's right.
You know, I think about you when you were at the Brownsville Revival and, you know, you were doing the business thing and you showed up and you listened to it, thought it was good.
Yeah.
And you went to go shake Steve Hill's hand.
Yeah.
What took place? What happened when you did? What happened?
Well, I gave my life to the Lord that day and I came to the end of the altar and I came to shake Steve Hill's hand,
the evangelist. He was the evangelist at Brownsville, Assembly of God, Brownsville Revival.
And I just want to say, you know, thank you, you know, and I did. I said thank you. And also,
what were you feeling at that point when you're walking up to
just,
him?
Just nothing, just grateful. You know, yeah. I just gave my life to the Lord, and I just, you know, wanted to shake the evangelist's hand. And when I went to extend my hand to him, he grabbed my hand, and he didn't respond to my statement. Right. All Steve said was, "More Lord."
Yeah.
And I flew at least like 3 to 4 feet in the air, fell to the ground. Yeah. I'm in my 20s at this time. And I am shaking uncontrollably, like a fish out of water, vibrating on the floor.
Right.
I could not contain myself. It was the most beautiful presence I've ever felt in my entire life. And I began to start crying uncontrollably. Mm-hmm. I was just completely undone in the presence of the Lord. It was the most beautiful feeling I've ever felt. And in fact, it was the very first time I've ever heard the Lord's voice. It was right there as I was... Mm-hmm. shaking. At that time, I was entirely too cool to be looking like that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I would not allow that to happen to myself. Yeah. I was in no control of my physical body. It was
right.
just so, I wasn't hurt. I wasn't in pain.
Right.
It was just the most beautiful feeling.
Right.
And my question to the Lord is that in that time of my life, mm-hmm. Lord, are you even real?
Mm-hmm.
And God spoke to me clear as day. He said, son, you just don't even know.
Right.
And that was the beginning of a journey that I've never looked back 20 years, you know.
And so then you made a decision at that point, your life shifted.
Yeah. Jesus is Lord.
All God.
All God.
So then that's how you know, I mean, your heart just, it's the authentic encounter with God. It's like when Jesus is walking through the villages, people who wanted him followed him.
Yeah.
People who encountered him follow him. And, you know, what happens after this encounter with God? And that's what we saw plenty of times, you know, it was just powerful. You know, I even think about Pat, he's not on right now, but. You know, Pat Hamilton, that's what happened to him. You know, he was working for me, and he didn't want anything to do with a church and that type of thing. And I'd always tell him, hey, you need to come down. There's a revival going down. And this kind of thing was taking place in the grounds of revival.
Yeah.
Pastor John Kilpatrick was over it, and Steve Hill, the evangelist, was there. And every night, people from around the nations were coming. And, of course, he would look at me like I was strange, you know. He's like, he's my boss, so I got to be nice to him, right?
Yeah.
So finally I told him, I said, listen, you know, you need to come on Friday. I'll just pay you for half a day off. All that stuff you say you have to do, get that done, and then come. Of course, he took that. And he came and listened to the whole message. And I just left him there because he would have talked to me if I would have stayed there. And I had all the cameras still on him. Anyway, so we got to pull that film.
You were watching him.
And so then he goes up to be prayed for, you know, he went up, but just the altar call came, and you got to know Pat. I mean, he's like an oak tree. To move him, you got to get some equipment. But God moved him, just literally moved him before he was sitting, to walk straight up, and he never would have really done that at that time in his life. And to give his life to the Lord, because that draw, I mean, that huge draw on the altar was huge. I mean, you get saved 50 times, and like that draw would come.
Plus, the presence of God does is it just exposes.
But you're not getting saved 50 times.
No,
but you
know,
that draw, you just want to. Anyway, so. All of a sudden, so Pat's there, and when Dick Rubin goes to pray for him, he's you know standing there staunchly, and Dick puts his hand just barely on him, and he says, "More, Lord," and it's like a lightning bolt shoots right through his head all the way down and nails him to the floor.
Wow!
And that was it. That was it, man. He shifted. His whole life was shifted. And so when you see these kind of things, you have to understand, you know, religion put Jesus on the cross, but a relationship with a powerful God who controls the weather, who you find out that you think you're in control of your life, but when you get around a powerful God, we have people that came to criticize what was going on, and they ended up under the power of God laughing on the floor, and they were actually the center of attention.
Yeah.
Because you're like, well, I came to criticize, and they're just laughing.
Yeah.
Because God's real. And that's what people are questioning. You know, God, are you
real? Is he
real? Especially when you've seen a lot of religion. You know, you want, God, are you real? And he is real. He loves you. He's got a plan for your life. And I'm just telling you, it's so exciting.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.